together with our trials, we need to also know, every day look into your heart. Every day, cleanse it, clean it, remove from it hatred, enmity, envy, jealousy, ill feeling, racism, whatever else it may be, the isms that are part of Shaitan's trap, take them out. Work hard on yourself, improve yourself, watch the way you speak. More than anything else, watch your connection with Allah, your salah, make an effort. Get up in the morning, your life will change. Do your Salatul Isha, your life will change. People are struggling. Why? People want to lead a life of goodness, but they forget the hereafter. You're looking for a job. You ask Allah with conviction and you're happy. Why don't you ask Allah with similar or more conviction? Oh Allah, show me the truth to be true. Help me to walk on the path. It will be hard. It's not a joke. It will be hard. It's not going to be easy. But my brothers, my sisters, go for it. Try. Keep trying. Don't give up. Don't give up. The day you give up is the day you lose. The day you die is the day automatically your books will be sealed. And the only things that will continue are the good things you've left behind. You taught someone goodness, you built a masjid, perhaps there was a well or some sadaqah jariyah that you did, mashallah, a charity that will continue, the reward of which will continue way beyond your death. May Allah grant that to us. So my brothers, my sisters, these are a few words I thought I would share with you. Primarily this advice is for me. May Allah help me to cleanse my own heart. And may Allah help us to utter this dua on a daily basis. And then for everyone else. I want to end off by repeating these two du'as that I spoke about today for those who would like to memorize them perhaps and take note. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'ah wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinabah. Allahumma habbib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuqa wal-isyan waj'alna min ar-rashidin.